to Mikael Hedlund. Hey, Mikael, hello, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine, you know, it's...
Yeah.
Great, great. Yeah.
Mikael, cosa ci sei giusto vericoletto, dovrei tagare tata. Well, actually, it is a great occasion to have you with us today because this is the brand new and actually forthcoming album of your band. So, how does it feel to be back?
Yeah, it feels great to be back. I mean, we had a break for over 4 years, and it feels like we are starting from the beginning again. You know, it's. And we have absolutely charged the batteries, and now we are ready to go on again and really give 110%, you know.
Как се чувстваш сега, когато Hypocrisy се завърнаха, поводът, разбира се, е да говорим за този предстоящ да излезе в края на октомври нов албум на групата Taste of Extreme, The Verity. Михаил каза, ми връщаме се след 4 години пауза, много е добре, чувстваме се великолепно, презаредихме батериите и сега да започваме от начало. Well, we know a hell lot about your bandmate Peter Tegren and his activities through the years, especially these 4 years that you just mentioned, but it's interesting to know what you did, you personally, Mikael, for this, actually quite long period. It's like a hiatus between two World Cups, let's say.
We finished the tour with the Fear Factory in America 2006.
Mm-hmm.
And Peter and Horg, they did things with Immortal and Pain, of course, you know. And we didn't say that much. We did a tour in America, and then we said, like, okay, let's start to write songs for a new album, you know. And but we didn't make up any plans when we're gonna enter the studio or something like that. We only said we start to write music, and then we see when we're gonna enter the studio.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, many things happen in my life as well. I mean, you know, on a private basis, I moved down to Germany, for example, and had a daughter and stuff like that, you know, so I had time to be with my daughter, you know, and she was born and everything like that, you know, so I'm very happy for that.
Congratulations.
So, yeah, thank you very much. So, and then of course I've been writing songs for the new album, you know, I've been sitting home every day, you know, and not every day, but I mean, I've been trying to come up with new things for the album, you know, and
okay.
It doesn't mean that I've been sitting every day, you know, in 4 years writing music. You know, it's always hard to be creative. You know, you can't sit, and maybe sometimes you can sit home and write, and then you can come up with two songs in 1 week. You know, but sometimes you don't have that inspiration or whatever. You know, but it's been a really good thing. You know, that we could. We had this break, I think, and now we, like I said, I mean, now we are more ready than ever, you know.
Какво е правил самия той през тези 4 години, защото естествено знаем за Питър Тегрен, проекта Пейр и така нататък, работата му на продуцент. Михаил каза, всъщност историята такава, през 2006-та, след турнето в Штатите с Fear Factory, ние решихме наистина да си вземем почивка. Барабаристът ни, Хорк, както знаете, барабариста, който взеха те през 2004-та от Immortal, имаше работа с Immortal, Питър имаше работа с Пейн и така или иначе, на мен пък ми се случиха от тогава. За тези 4 години много неща в личен план. Преместих се да живея в Германия, роди ми се малка дъщеря. Седях си, т.е. естествено, че е малка като се ражда, роди ми се дъщеря, ние му честитихме, той ни благодари. Не съм седял в къщи по цял ден, продължение на тези 4 години да композирам нова музика, понякога за 2 седмици се ражда една песен и така нататък, но в общи линии това е нещото, което се случи. А сега се радваме, че се връщаме, защото сме алчни за нови преживявания и изпитваме глад. Well, it's a great thing to get back to find the hunger for making music again. But please give us the details about this this forthcoming new album, A Taste of Extreme Divinity. Was it recorded in the Abyss Studios?
Yeah, it was recorded in Abyss Studio. You know, that's the best way. It's always work out for us. You know, when we go there. I mean, Peter owns a studio, and we can work without any pressure or whatever. You know, we can take our time, and that's the best for us, I think.
Попитах го това в студио Бездната ли е, което е собственост на Питър Текгрен в Швеция. Той каза естествено, well, this question may sound stupid at first sight, but because, well, and it is a stupid question, obviously, but it has a second meaning, a double-sided question. It's like sometimes when you feel very comfortable and recording all the time in the same studio, some bands, not you, I will get back to your achievements on this new record, some bands tend to repeat themselves in a way. So did you think sometimes, okay, it's maybe much more expensive to go to another studio, but you go and find another approach and another environment that may be much more productive in a way?
It's a good question, actually. It's, but I think it's like it's not about money or something like that. You know, it's more like I said before. It's more that we can work without any pressure. We don't have to do this and that. I mean, if you go from to another studio, maybe then you have to book a time and then you have to work in a you have to have a time pressure, of course. So I mean, it's more relaxed, and I think, I mean, Peter as a producer is, I mean, he's one of the best, absolutely one of the best in this metal business, I think.
Of course, yeah.
So, yeah, so, I mean, for us, it's... But it, like you said also, I mean, it would be very interesting. We have been talking about it, actually, to maybe go to another studio to maybe have another sound or something like that, but it never happened, you know. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, so
you never know in the future.
Well, and probably...
You never know in the future what's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah, and maybe doing this kind of experiments, it's not necessarily the best time of it, like when you come back after a 4 years holiday to start experimenting. Yeah. Попитах го, добре, хрумвало ли ви е някога да запишете в друго студио, защото някои групи, не вие хипокриси, често имат тази склонност да се преповтарят самите себе си. Просто такъв експеримент. Той каза, тук не става дума за пари, разбира се, защото е ясно, че когато записват в собственото студио на главния си човек, това пести време. Става дума повече за това, че не ни притиска нищо и можем да правим наистина каквото си искаме, въпреки че аз му казах това отново, не е задължително да е положително за творческия процес. Да, всъщност, говорили сме за такъв експеримент, но всъщност така и не сме го правили. Кой знае какво ще ни покаже бъдещето, аз казах даде, пък и естествено не е задължително това да се случи точно в този момент, в който вие се завръщате след 4 години отсъствие от сцената. So, yeah, I mean, the other guys have their own projects, or let's say some side occupations that are musical as well. Was it just you moving your furniture to Germany and being, like, enjoying being a father with your girl, or the only thing that you did?
Actually it was, you know, I mean, I don't have any other side project, you know. I had before, I mean, I've been playing with some other bands, just stand-in bass play, you know, for Dog Funeral and stuff like that, but that was a long time ago. But now I don't know, I don't have any plans to have any side for me or something like that. Mm-hmm. You know,
okay, I mean, that's cool anyway.
In the next years, you know, we're going to be busy with Hypocrisy anyway, so I don't even have to think about it. You know?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I mean... Yeah. It's fair enough. Sometimes it's much better to concentrate on your main band, of course. Знаем заниманията на Питър Текгрен, както и на барабариста Хорк, за който всъщност занимание, за които говорихме преди малко. Дали той, нашия събеседник днес тук, Микаел Хедлунд, басистът на Хипокриси, в тези 4 години, освен да си седи вкъщи, да се радва на новите си мебели в новия си дом в Германия и да очаква с нетърпение след това и да тържествува по повод раждането на дъщеря си, се занимавал си с други неща. Той каза, не, изцяло само с Хипокриси съм се занимавал. През годините в миналото съм свирил като басист в Dark Funeral и така нататък, но като гледам за бъдеще, отново не се очертава да свиря с някой друг, защото Хипокриси ще ни отнеме изключително много време. I can immediately tell you which are my favorite songs on this new record, if you're curious to hear. I like very much...
I'm curious to hear.
Hingim Hai. I like very much the intro, the second song, and it's like one of those songs that you you remember from the first listening, which in this particular style of music, it's not mandatorily happening. And then I like very much this song Quest, The Quest. Which has this
a very slow song, you know, with many harmonies. And
very anthemic sound of, let's say, Death Row, No Regrets, and songs like this, right, which is, I mean, this is the power of your band, and has been through the years. You can sound like a 21st century Slayer, but at the same time, you can have this very majestic harmonies and overwhelming sound. So congratulations for the album. I'm completely honest.
Thank you very much. Казах
му, че любимите ми песни, всъщност няма смисъл да ви превеждам това. Надявам се да сте го разбрали. Ние го говорихме, когато така или иначе преди малко анализирахме албума преди да започнем този разговор с Майкъл. So, to what extent being a father and having the unique chance to observe and to contemplate the first steps of a human being was inspiring for you for making this record.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it was 2 years ago. Actually, it happened. You know. And
okay, so you had the chance to think of what you have seen.
Yeah, absolutely. But for me, it was more like an energy kick, you know. Mm-hmm. When I became a father, I mean, I was like, it was like a new, I don't know, it's how to explain. It's very hard to explain, but it was like a, like an energy kick, you know. I had an extra, power from it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I had realized it, and I, after that, I mean, it's, of course, I mean.
You realized that you were worth something.
Yeah, exactly. No, but I mean it was like a kick for me, you know. It was to be responsible for a human being, you know,
mm-hmm.
and things like that. I mean, it's of course it's very hard to explain, but I mean.
No, I do know what you mean, so that's why I'm asking you these questions, because I am a father myself, and I'm sure that most, a lot of our listeners are not kids anymore, so they do have kids of their own, so so it is a very important part of your personal life. And it changes you dramatically and makes you realize lots of other things that you haven't even suspected before.
Absolutely.
Попита го по какъв начин това, че имал шанса да наблюдава раждането на едно ново създание, в случая с дъщеря му, го е вдъхновила в нещата, които прави като музикант. Микаел каза, по-скоро тя вече всъщност е на 2 години, вече дъщеря ми, но това беше един колосален нов прилив на енергия, като нова инжекция. Изпълниме с енергия, аз му казах, като всъщност разбра, че и ти струваш нещо, че от теб има смисъл. Той каза, да, всъщност така е, също и идеята да се грижи за едно малко създание. Аз го успокоих тук в радиото, всъщност повечето притежаваме деца, а и много от нашите слушатели също, така че знаем за какво става дума. Well, why to Germany? I can imagine that your wife is German, or why?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, obvious.
Yeah, that's the way it is.
Аха, преместил се да живее в Германия, защото съпругата ти е германка. Той каза, да, точно така е. So, it has been announced that you're going to have a huge tour coming up in the spring, I think.
Actually, we go to America in November.
Supporting
Amsterdam,
Yeah, and probably not.
And then
probably,
we do a small European tour to start with, you know, 22 shows in around Europe.
Yeah,
in end of January.
Окей. Турнето, което те ще направят още през ноември, отиват в Щатите, след това в края на януари малко турне от 20-тина дати тук в Европа. So it's gonna be probably the first big crash in the system of Mikael Hedlund, the good father and head of the family. So how's gonna be, I'm sure that you're gonna miss your daughter, but will you be ready to see this very particular light in the eyes of your wife when you're going back?
Actually, I'm divorced.
Okay. Also... it explains everything.
Yeah, that explains everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I don't want to leave Germany. I moved down. I mean, and I don't want to leave Germany because I had my daughter here.
Yeah. Казахме, добре де. Всъщност, първия удар в системата сега, когато тръгнеш на турне, ще се разделиш с дъщеря си. Готов ли си да посрещнеш онзи обвинителен поглед на жена си? Той каза ми, всъщност ние сме разведени, но аз не искам да се да напусна Германия и да се върна в Швеция, защото всъщност тук е дъщеря ми. Иначе разводът обяснява всичко. Чухте как, особено като истински швед, произнася Германия като Germany. You have some funny ways of pronouncing some sounds. You're the Swedes. Like Germany.
Okay. Yeah.
So
yeah, I mean, I couldn't even imagine to move down here. I mean, like, you know, end up here in Germany. But I mean, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very good. I mean, it works out very mm-hmm. fine for me. So I gotta stay here. I mean, like I said, I mean, I have my daughter here. So I mean, I have no choice. That's the way.
Yeah. Той няма избор, стои си там. So I told you. Which songs of your new record are my favorite ones, but you didn't tell me what are yours?
Oh, it's a very good question. It's okay, yeah. How many songs? Yeah. Okay, I mean, it's very hard to say. I mean, of course, the first song, I think it's a really cool song, you know, and Hang Him High, like
yeah.
I said, Weed Out the Week, number four.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's very hard to.
Okay, so
and like the quest is standing out for. I mean, it's the slowest song on the album. You know, it's like you said. I mean, you explained it's like a. It's a very like a final chapter song or whatever. You know, it's like so. Yeah, it's hard to say. You know, it's. I mean, of course, I like the whole album. I mean, that's.
Yeah. I mean, if we
it's
keep
boring,
on...
It's boring to say that, you know, but...
I mean, if we keep on talking about it, on this subject, you will name 11 titles of 11 songs, so...
Yeah, exactly.
Final question, actually, was... not was, but final question is, you mentioned that you decided to take vacation, like, after this
yeah.
tour in 2006 in the States with the Fear Factory boys. So, sitting in your sofa in Germany, or in the cold and dark Abyss studio up there in Sweden, did you have the chance to follow
yeah.
the current issues in this band? Fear Factory, I mean.
Oh, you mean, yeah, of course, yeah, I've been, I mean, of course, I used to check out the internet and stuff like that.
I mean, because people that know the band are telling us that Dino Cazares is trying to steal the band. So, on which side are you, personally? Raymond?
Oh, that's a very...
Raymond or
that's
Dino?
That's a very, very... Oh, that's a very good question. I mean, I don't know their details about what they had, you know, in the band and or whatsoever. I mean, if I would say anything right
okay,
now...
Okay, don't say anything then, but please tell me in that case, while seeing these guys, who of the four guys in Fear Factory was the guy that you liked the most before? I mean, I'm talking about 2006.
Oh, before?
Yeah, not now, not today.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a very good question. I mean,
okay,
I mean,
fuck
we toured with Fear Factory. Yeah,
I know.
I mean, we toured with Fear Factory.
I know, yeah. I see your point. You feel like being diplomatic and not talking on other bands' issues. That's,
yeah,
that's
I mean,
absolutely
I'm
fair
boring.
Enough.
I'm boring, I know.
No,
you know,
you're not. you're not boring and probably it was a not politically correct question from my side.
No, but yes.
Because, I mean, you...
I was...
Yeah? Because you have a great album and it's worth talking about it, not to to talk about other bands, but still, I mean, because it was,
yeah.
and it still is one of the big issues in the metal world, I just ask you for your personal opinion, but probably when I see you on tour and we sit down drinking quietly, you will tell me, far from the public eye, what was the thing? With all the thing that happened in Anthrax
yeah.
and with Dino trying to steal the Fear Factory band, there was some guy,
yeah.
a very close friend of mine, said, oh, Scott Ian and Dino Cazares should form a band together in that case.
Yeah, actually it was pretty, it was a couple of months ago it came up, I mean, the things.
Yeah.
And it was pretty funny to follow, you know, to read. It was almost every day it came up a new thing, you know, and I was like, what is going on? What a circus. That was the only thing I was thinking.
Probably that's why.
That's all I can say. It's a circus, I can say.
Mm-hmm. And probably
that's all I can say.
And that's why probably bands take 4 years vacation, not to to get used to. Okay, thank you
no,
very much.
No, we didn't have that, those problems. I mean, yeah. I'm glad for that. You know,
I'm sure you don't.
So never been a problem.
Hey, enjoy your time in Germany and have a great tour. Actually, the album's gonna be released in almost 2 months from now. But anyway, enjoy, and I wish a great and good, healthy life for you and your daughter.
Yeah, the same for you. I mean, very nice to talk to you, and it was a very nice interview.
Thank you, Michael. Bye-bye.
Okay. Okay, bye-bye.